It's a real pleasure on Static on 2SER to be joined by James from Maps. How's things?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's nice to have you on and nice to have this Maps record. James, to get a pun out of the way, Maps is really charting out some new territory on this record, Counter Melodies.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, it was a kind of a strange journey, really, because I never intended to kind of make this into an album. It was really just me in the lockdown period. I started working on these tracks, and by the end of that year, I just had a lot of these tracks that I'd amassed over that year and decided that it was the new direction without me even really having any kind of master plan. So here we are.
From the album opener inwards, which is Witchy Feel, which is a real cathedral of sound that's even got hand claps, James, this is a throbbing, ecstatic, beats-driven record for Maps. Finally, you've hit the dance floor.
I have, yeah. I guess one of my sole aims with this was really to have that feeling of escapism and just an uplifting feeling, because I just feel like there was just a bit too much doom and gloom going on, especially when I was making this album. It was very much my antidote, so I could travel somewhere else in my own head as I was making it. So it feels good to know that it's connected in the way that it was intended.
Well, especially compared to your previous Maps album's title, which was Colours, Reflect, Time, Loss. This is a much more upbeat, euphoric experience. And whereas that record was symphonic and choral and band-focused and downplayed your electronic side, James, this is the Dr. Jekyll side of you coming back out in Maps, isn't it?
Yeah. Compared to the last album, especially, it is a bit of a different direction. Although I suppose all my albums have been pretty different in their own ways. I mean, they always just reflect where I am at that moment in time, really. I very much make music that's inspired by my circumstances when I'm making the album. So they all just have their own journey and in their own place. But this one especially, my aim really was to just go for that uplifting sound. It's definitely the fastest album I've made. I wouldn't say it's the fastest album I've made actually in making, but BPM-wise, it's almost double what my usual.
Yeah. The BPM and blood pressure of Maps has gone right up.
Yeah.
And James, you were actually spending some time in the club pre-lockdowns, right? Because back in 2019, you were DJing out and creating some cuts to play in your sets.
Well, yeah, that was kind of how this began. I was doing a bit of DJing in 2019, especially towards the end of that year, and I was enjoying making my own tracks to play in my DJ sets, and I used that as a bit of a testing ground. For a lot of these tracks, they began as a kind of just an idea that I could kind of play in a DJ set and almost kind of take notes and gauge the reaction, and if there were people still left on the dance floor, then I knew it was going well. That's a good way of kind of testing stuff out.
It's doing some market research right there, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah. And I think because I make music on my own, you know, I don't have a kind of focus group of other voices to bounce off, but I just enjoy doing it. I enjoyed weaving my own tracks in with other people's tracks, and my DJ sets are quite eclectic. I'm not really the kind of Miami kind of sound system DJ.
You're not Northampton House Mafia just yet.
No, definitely not. No, but I mean, what was working? I mean, I kind of obviously beats and drums are good in the club because people like to groove and feel rhythm. So I think that was probably a lot of the stuff that informed the album, was having that groove and those rhythmic elements.
And so Counter Melodies is designed more like a continuous set too. The way the start of Windows Open sticks its head into the tail end of the previous song, Psyche, means that this is held together as a suite of songs and a journey too, huh?
Yeah, that was the idea, yeah. I really wanted to do that. And, you know, obviously when you release on vinyl, there has to be a break midpoint. I kind of even looked at that and I thought, you know, how can side A you know, I want to have a break there, and then side B is going to begin in a different way. And
well, James, everyone goes to the bathroom in the club at some time. There is a break.
Exactly. It's the interval, yeah.
It means the album is propulsive in a number of ways too, James. The closer, My Love Is Like, is Cosmetia and has a thrilling sort of motoric element to it. There's so much driving the songs on this album.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. And like you say, the motoric beat of that one, I was listening to a lot of older krautrock stuff like Harmonia and Cluster, and you know, they've all got that driving beat, and with that track especially, was a tribute to that sound. And I just wanted people to keep listening until it clicked into what was happening, and I hope it works.
And parts of this record were made at odd hours too, right, James? I heard Fever Dream is titled that because you created it when you should have been catching some Z's. You had insomnia, and so you were up late in the night working on these cuts as well.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I had a time when I was suffering with insomnia, and I've had times like that before, but it seemed particularly bad, and I was doing what everyone says you shouldn't do, which is get up and work on stuff.
That's what I was going to say to you. You know, screen time in the middle of the night is a big no-no when you can't sleep. Your mind goes racing.
I know, but it's better than scrolling on Twitter, though, isn't it? I mean, a lot of the ideas for that track definitely came from that feeling of confused thoughts, and you know, at that time of night when your head hits the pillow and your brain just turns on instead of off, you can just go to some weird places. I remember lying in bed one night, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was thinking about dinosaurs, and then like in 5 seconds later I'm thinking about someone who annoyed me in 1998. And this is all in the space of about 5 minutes. I'm going through the history of time. Then it, yeah, it was time to get up and actually make some music.
Do something constructive.
Yeah.
The flip side, of course, is that music in clubs always gets played in the wee small hours anyway. So in a way, you were making this stuff at the perfect time of day.
Yeah, I'd never really thought about it like that. But yeah, I mean, I think there are some tracks on this album that do have a feeling of late night. Everyone else is sleeping and the music's still on, and that was definitely the case. And there's something special. I've always felt that when you're working on music and you know the rest of the world is sleeping, although in Australia you're all awake when I'm work, because it's the opposite, but you know what I mean, around here when everyone's asleep, you kind of feel like you're in your own world and quite a magic time.
And James, why is this Maps album called Counter Melodies? I mean, a counter melody is what, like a subtle or secondary melody which accompanies a principal one? I mean, you're the musician here. Are there a lot of counter melodies in this album, or is there some other reason it's called that?
There was a few reasons. Yeah, I mean, initially it was because I felt the album was a bit of a turn in direction musically, so there was that kind of counter melodies to what I've done previously maybe. But then it felt it was more to do with when I was making the album, I was using these tracks to counter the emotions that I was feeling. It was very much almost like my therapy at the time. And I've always used music that way. I was using music to counter negative emotions and things. But yeah, I suppose there's double meaning in the title.
I guess also it sounds like you were being counterintuitive to a lot of stuff you'd done before.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, yeah. And I suppose there's always that when you're making music on your own, you do tend to second guess things a lot, and you know, you're kind of thinking about what you've done previously and whether what you're making is too different and whether people will jump on board with it. But in the end, you just have to forget all that and just do what you want to do and hope that people like it. But
well, James, may you never get any sleep ever again if you're going to keep making records like this. I think it's a good thing.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm really happy you're enjoying it. I've just ordered a new bed, so we'll see. We'll see.
It's been great to talk to you about this album. We might have a listen to that closing song off the album. We'll play My Love Is Like. This is Maps Now on Static. Thanks for the chat, James.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.